everyone. Welcome. Today is Hump Day. It is May 31st, 2023. I am Solidly Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And welcome, everyone, whatever platform you're tuning me on. Welcome, and thank you. Apostolic. Welcome. Frankie. Hey, hey, girl. Welcome. And as usual, I hope everyone is having a beautiful day. Day here in Southern California, but still a beautiful day. I woke up, so I'm happy. Yeah, I know about that work. There's always something to do. For those who are not on Podbean, I'm laughing because Lou said he needs to be a politician. then you will really be ruined. You'll really be ruined for life. Oh, boy. Okay. So, what are we going to talk about today? Oh, no children allowed. When is this rule unacceptable? Hey, GP, welcome back. When is this rule an unacceptable rule? Now, I, for one, yes, I'm going to be Scrooge. Yes, I'm going to be that bah humbug, whatever. I can't really take being around anyone's children. I mean, unless your children are good children, and I say good, I don't mean that, you know, they just have to sit there and be quiet, but they're not running around screaming, messing with your stuff, you know, that yelling, that fake crying that kids do. I can't stand the fake crying. I cannot stand the fake crying, you know. But when is not wanting children around not acceptable? Now, you have some restaurants, it seems, more and more. And then Lou says, I can only tolerate my own kids, right? I mean, seriously, you know, it's like, you know, when my son was younger, I could really only tolerate him, you know, because I knew what he was going to do and how he was going to behave when we went out. I knew how he was going to behave when he went over someone else's house, whatever. And you don't want to be that kid that never gets invited back somewhere. You don't want to be that kid that doesn't get invited back to someone's house, or, you know, if there's a birthday party, you don't get your kid doesn't get invited because they know your kid, you know. So, but when is it? GV says kids are overrated. Well, kids do grow up to be, I guess, overrated adults, depending upon how we look at it. But is it okay not to allow a child in a restaurant? And I'm not talking, you know, Chuck E. Cheese or McDonald's or someplace like that. But let's say you were in a 5-star, you know, and they had a sign, you know, no children under the age of 12 or no children under the age of 16 or whatever. Are you automatically assuming that my child's not going to behave? You know, are you automatically assuming that my child and my table is going to be the one that has all the food, you know, all around the, what do you call it, all around the table? You know how some people get up and, you know, when their whole family leaves or they leave and they only have one kid and they're just food and crumbs all over the floor. Are you assuming that my kid's going to be that person? Welcome, Doom Daddy. Is that Doomsday? I think it is. I like that. And bro, welcome, welcome. So are you assuming that if my kid comes into a restaurant that says, you know, children under 12 or whatever are not allowed, is that fair? Are you automatically making, like I said, the assumption that my child is going to be that one running around screaming and hollering? You know, some people don't want kids at a wedding. That I can kind of understand. But what do you do? Lou says, damn, my kids were always invited everywhere, little social monsters. Yes. Okay. And, Jeannie says the kids have silver teeth or no dad in the picture. That's a huge red flag. Oh, come on now, GP. That's not fair. That's not fair because I have seen kids that are, you know, dressed very nicely, both parents very nice, and they were the kids from hell. So you cannot assume that just because a child is dressed a certain way or they look a certain way that, you know, that's going to be a red flag. And bro says, get babysitters. I mean, but what if, I mean, but again, when is it not okay to say that, kids can't come? I mean, when is it not okay? Now, I, for one, have a rule at my house. Don't bring your kids because my house is not kid friendly. Even though I have three dogs that are running around, my dogs are, you know, better trained than a lot of kids. So what do you think? Hey, bro. You there? Bro. You're there. Okay, he dropped off. Okay. All right. So, see, Doom says, I usually get compliments on how well my kids behave. I take them everywhere. And see, and that's another thing too. When some people get the compliments and some people don't. You know, some people, you know that, you know, okay, their kids are going to behave, but other kids aren't. Okay, bro, you're back.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
What's going on? What's good? Sister Solid Blue, I had to twist your name around. Your name's so nice, you got to say it twice. Instead of Solid Blue Sister, it's Sister Solid Blue. Listen, leave those monsters home. Don't be trying to take them kids in everywhere and make people your personal private babysitters.
But don't you think that there are some children that can go everywhere?
Yes, but those are the children of parents that knock them out. See, everybody's parents don't knock them out. So you can't take all those bad kids. Because think about this. If your dog jump up and break your lamp and you watched him do it, you might pop that dog upside the head with your newspaper when you roll it up, but you don't mind replacing that lamp. But if somebody's bad kids did your lamp like that, you would want to be refunded.
Okay. See, now Okay, you bring up a very good point, and Doom Daddy said, yes, I whip some ass around here. Hey, Ace, welcome. All right, so this is the problem that I have, and this is one reason why I don't want other or allow other people's children in my house anymore. When my son was younger, he had this one, well, actually two, but this one particular friend who would come over. And she had a little sister, and the older girl that was my son's friend, really sweet, really, really nice. They always played together in school, blah, 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 you know, got along really well. You know, my son would go over to her house. She would come over to my house. No problem. When the little sister came, and she would usually come when her mom was picking her up, she's running around screaming, whatever. And her mother would just stand there. And that's the thing I don't understand. The parents would just stand there and don't do anything. You know, your kid's acting up in a restaurant, wherever, someone else's house, whatever, and they don't do anything. So I you know, told her, don't do this. I reprimanded her, you know, whatever. And I did it in a very firm way. She didn't stop. I did it again. My firm way became nasty. And then the mother said, well, you don't have to talk to my daughter like that. Well, yeah, I kind of do. So, bro, why is that? So is my rule not fair? Is because I don't allow children in my house? I mean, is that not fair?
No, that's fair as fair can be. Let me say this, Salad Blue. If somebody sold you a pair of $30 shoes for $7, that's a fair price. Listen, let me say this. It's not that your rules are not fair. It's that some parenting is so terrible, so horrible, that these parents should never take their kids anywhere. Because if you take your kids somewhere, you know what you need to do with them? You need to be the disciplinarian. Then that way other people won't even have to talk to your kids. Because I had a 2-second rule. The first time I said something to you, the second time I chopped your throat, karate chopped it. So my kids sat down. I'm sorry. Sometimes you're right.
And some people, why is it that, you know, okay, those same parents that say don't talk to my child like that are the same parents that when you're driving down the street and kids are playing in the street and you're driving down the street and you're honking and they're like, don't hit my child, don't you see my child? And I'm like saying to myself, well, your kid should be playing in the street in the first place. So you're gonna get mad at me because I'm trying to drive down the street, I'm honking because your kids are blocking my way. It's my
Solid Blue, listen, do but you yeah, know
man, what those same people be ready to run down my kid if my kid was playing in
do you know what's crazy, Solid Blue? There was a time when teenage pregnancy was all over the newspaper. All we heard all over the news media, all we heard and saw was, you know, same parents. Do you know those parents were just as young and gullible as their children. So they grew gullibly together. So now they take them other places, and guess what you saw? You saw the gullibility. You saw that they didn't behave well, nor did their children behave well. The dysfunctionality of families is both on the parents and the children.
It is on the parents and the children, but you said, okay, again, you are singling out teen parents. Now, hold on, because I'm not pushing back on you, but I am going to say this. Like I said, I have gone places where I have mm-hmm. seen two parents who are older. They are older parents. When I say older, I'm talking about, you know, they're not teens. They're late 20s, 30s, whatever. And they have these toddlers that are the toddlers from hell.
You know why? Because a lot of do you know, Solid Blue, listen, most of the older people on this planet is just as ill when it comes to behavior as some of the younger parents. Do you know that there are parents over 30 that are still in gangs? And when they have children, their children go into these gangs. They're in there by birth. At 30 years old, you shouldn't even be around a gang member.
Okay, well, but I'm not talking about the whole gang thing. I'm talking about in terms of you having a rule, whether it's at your house or whether it's at your place of business, restaurant, wherever, where kids are, the rule is not acceptable to say no children are allowed.
No, you should always have that rule. That rule, because every house, as you said earlier, is not kid friendly. Say, for instance, you got an area in your house that's about $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 large. The average friend that come over your house don't have that sitting. So if one of their children was to do anything in that area, you might have to take them to Judge Mathis.
You make a point, but at the same time though, y'all, I also have a rule where I don't entertain in my house. When I entertain, we are outside. We are outside. Everything you need is outside. You have no reason to come into my house at all. Bro, I'm gonna come back to you, but let me get to Woody. Woody, welcome.
How's it going today?
It's good. It's good.
It's good. Sorry, I'm just vacuuming here. But I always like your conversations, and I can relate to being a parent in, I don't even know, parent in a difficult situation, I guess you might say.
Well, I mean, but okay, because the question is it not acceptable to have a no children allowed rule?
When is it not acceptable?
When is it not? I'm not talking when you're going to Disneyland or you're going to Disney World or, you know, Magic Mountain or something like that. I'm talking about when is it not acceptable to have that rule?
I don't see that very often here. No children allowed, to be quite honest with you. The last place that I went was like a adults only spa resort that we went for the weekend, and that's like an acceptable place to not have children, in my opinion.
Can I ask what state you live in?
In Canada, in British Columbia. Yeah.
Okay.
But I remember going to Florida as a kid, and a lot of places kids can go, and dad was always trying to find a bar or something he could bring me into to have a drink.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's see. Official welcome to Mama Bear Tracy and T Gun and Ace. Did I welcome you before, Ace? I apologize if I didn't. But okay. So, Woody just made me think of something, but let's see. Hold on. Let me just catch up with these comments for a moment. GB says, I live alone. Nice white carpet at my house. No kids all over. A says, I was never allowed to have friends over. Ironically, my siblings all got to have their friends over. Hashtag black sheep. A says, my kids play in the street in my parents' cul-de-sac, but it's a private residential area. They also know to keep an eye out for vehicles and get out of the street until the car is no longer a threat or danger. Well, at least they know to move. I'm talking about the ones that just stand there. Lou says to bro, you mean the government biggest gang in America? Y'all are saying hello, 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 hello. GB says, nice restaurant, should not allow kids, like 4 and 5 star places. If you don't have a name, I do not let you up on the panel. Let's see. Woody says, oh, Lou says to Woody, my oldest used to try to steal my beer all the time. Okay. So, all right. So, Woody, you just made me think of something. So when you go to places, you go to Florida, to Florida, which, you know, if you, where is Disney World, what have you, you come to California, you have Disneyland, Universal, whatever, but you also, because California, Southern California is an entertainment place, you have a lot of places that do not allow children. So, you know, GB says, don't go to 4- and 5-star places. And my son was, we went to 4- and 5-star places and it was not a problem. Ace says the same thing. So are you labeling people because it's a 4- and 5-star? Are you, like I said before, are you all automatically assuming that a child is not going to behave just because it's a 4- and 5-star place? Bro?
Solid Blue, listen, when they say 4- and 5-star plays, they're not assuming that your kids are not going to behave, but at 4- and 5-star places, the massive dollar value of the damage can be excruciating. You go to a 5-star hotel and your son is hanging upside down, mooning. The people from the chandelier and the chandelier fall on a $20,000 table with the $10,000 plates on it. That's a lot of money.
Okay, but at the same time, if your children behave like that, shouldn't you know not to take your children to those places? If you know that your child is going to be hanging upside down on the chandelier, then you know you don't even belong in a. In a 1-star, you just need to keep those kids at home. So this is what I'm saying. But if you know your children are going to behave a certain way, then does it matter if it's 4- or 5-star as opposed to 1-star, 2-star? Either way, if you have bad children, don't take them anywhere.
Solid Bloom, there is something that is sweeping America right now, and it's called narcissism. So many of these parents have bestowed narcissism on their children through DNA that neither them nor their children accept accountability or responsibility. So when these people take their kids somewhere, places, knowing that they're bad, they believe that it is their divine right to take these children with them.
Okay.
And that's how they do it.
Okay, so all right, so let me ask this. What's the difference between taking your badass child somewhere and you yourself are a badass person? I don't mean badass like, oh yeah, she is badass. I'm talking about you are
terrible.
Terrible. You know, yes. So what's the difference between, you know, you may not want my kid there, but here's this adult over here hanging off the chandelier, getting up on top of the tables and mooning people, what have you. What's the difference? So you're automatically going to say that because my child is a toddler, you don't want them there. But who knows how this adult is going to behave?
Well, the difference is when a child do it, the child maybe needs some really good down-home Southern discipline. But when the adult does that, they need one of them white coats, but they need some straitjackets on that adult. See, and the thing about it is, Solid Blue, when everybody's behavior in the household is bad, that means that bad behavior become normal. And children in that home, they think children in all homes act like that. But that's not the case. It's some children that are well-behaved. I've seen them. And there's some children you might want to put against the wall and call a firing squad of life.
No, I mean, you're right. And T-Gun says, I wouldn't pay for 5-star restaurant price if kids are allowed, that they can stay home. I have been, you know, to 5-star places, and my child, my son, when he was little, he went there with us, and you know, I had no problems. He ate all his food. We didn't waste any food or anything like that. He was good. You know, I had a good child. I still have a good child. Mama Bear says, T-Gun, my brother didn't come to my wedding because of that. I believe it's because of his wife. So you have people who, official welcome to Shelby and Power Girl. Ace says, I don't understand why we are reprimanding parents for being parents saying they cannot take their kids to public places. Ace, I understand what you're saying, but if you have a child that is just, again, the child from hell, it is the parent's fault. It is the parent's fault. You are going to reprimand the parent, and they shouldn't take their, I mean, this is just me. They shouldn't take their kids to other places, because whether I'm at a five-star, and we talked about this before, whether I'm at a five-star place or if I'm at McDonald's, I don't want your kid running around and constantly bumping into me while I'm trying to eat my $2 burger or my $20 burger. You know, and for the parents not doing anything, and you see a lot of that. You see a lot of parents who are just tone deaf to their child running around. I don't know if it's the fact that they're used to it, whatever, but I think that there should be an expectation in public that your behavior does not ruin someone else's whatever. So
I don't think it's a public attack on parents. I just believe that there is a problem with parents who are not properly parenting their kid. Don't you know? Check this out. I saw a little girl get hit by a car one day. And it damaged me. Because, you know, psychologically, when you see stuff like that, it does something to you. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't think it did, you're not the same for a while after that moment. But her dad, I remember I was maybe two or three car lengths behind the car that actually hit her. And all I heard was her father calling her car. And the little child just took off running.
And the person that hit her took off running, or the little girl took off running?
The little girl took off running. And what she did was she ran right into the street.
Okay.
After her father was calling her. Now, if she was a little behaved little girl that got some little roller spankings on them little fat thighs, she wouldn't have behaved in that way. Do you
understand? No, I know. I mean, no, I totally get it, because my son used to be a runner. And I would call him, and finally, you know, I was like, you know what? I beat his butt right there in the middle of the street. He didn't do it again. And I told him, and it was in, you know, I don't care if it's a cul-de-sac, which we were in. The bottom line is, you don't run away from me, number one. And number two, you don't run because you can run into the street. My son was two. He did not do it again. I said, you always stay with me. You hold my hand. You hold on to me, whatever. You do not run away.
Do you know, Salibu, let me say this. Some parenting is so reckless that it has to be called out. See, understand this. If nobody just say anything about anybody or anything that people ever do, right? Then when things happen, even if they're tragic, then nobody should have an opinion or voice. Because you know why? We should practice prevention before we have to deal with crisis.
No, you're right.
Because the only way you're dealing with crisis, if you didn't do what it took to prevent the crisis. I know there's no proper way to parent, but you got to do something. You can't just say, well, I ain't no way to parent, so I'm going to just sit here and absolutely do nothing. And when you say stuff like that, you got to be careful, because certain people might not know how to process that. And they can use that as an excuse to do absolutely nothing.
That's true. That's true. Now, A says that she's going to a wedding soon that is no kids. She's also been to one where kids, I'm assuming you're saying kids were at the wedding, but no kids at the reception. I think some people say no children at the reception because they don't want to pay for, and I'm not trying to be funny, but I think they don't want to pay for an extra meal. But I can't see, you know, you're going to bring your child to the wedding, then you're going to leave and go home and then come back. If I go home, I am home. I'm not coming back. See, you're glad she wasn't there at the wedding, Mama Bear saying. Okay, GB says you can discipline an adult, not a child, as a host. You can discipline an adult, not a child, as a host. I'm not understanding what you're saying there, GP. Are you saying that if a child came to my house, I can discipline the adult, not the child? Is that what you're saying? Because again, if a child comes to my house and they're misbehaving, I'm going to give the parent a chance to say something. If they don't, I am going to say something. And if the parent is not there and you drop your child off, you're damn straight, I am going to say something. T-Gun says, it's actually nice. No reason to stress out about where my kid is. You can just relax. Some kids need an exorcist. Yes, they do. Let's see. A says, the parent in that instance, but it shouldn't be a blanket ban on all parents. Is my thing. No, it shouldn't. But again, Ace, I'm saying the parents that just stand there and allow their kids to do whatever and do nothing. And then when they do something, it's after someone else has yelled at the kid or disciplined the kid. All of a sudden, you know, they're being the parent. And Chill, I am coming to you. Lou says, I let the parent know you handle your monster. I don't believe putting hands on the kids. No, I don't believe in putting hands on other people's children either. But I will tell your child what they better not do in my house. And if you don't like it, you and your child can leave, but you're in my home and you will respect my home. So just like I will respect yours. And again, I don't even entertain when people come over. Unless you're spending the night over my house, I do not entertain inside. Anything you need is outside. Okay, let's keep it real. There's no guaranteed right to parent either. You're right. We cannot say someone is not doing their best unless we are in that house seeing everything day in and day out. So we cannot say intentionally they are failing parenting. Ace, you're absolutely correct. Shelby says, as my youngest is getting married, we question whether to let children at the wedding. Is that bad on our part? Nope. Welcome Chill and Black Cabinet. Yes, that's my issue with the chick I just stopped talking to. A says, I have been in a situation where I was with a friend whose kid is not fully developing properly, and we got yelled at for the kid's behavior without person knowing that was a 13-year-old with the brain of a 3-year-old. Okay, that's fair. Damn right, Salad Blue. I'm sorry, T-Gun. You come to my house. I am going to discipline your child. I will not put my hands on your child, but if you're there and you don't do anything, No. You are not going to come over to my house and disrespect my house. I don't care, adult or child. Chill, welcome.
What's up? Hey, what's up?
Oh, hey, Chill.
Let me get the wedding thing out the way first. I'm gonna tell you why is they don't have children at weddings. I don't think it has nothing to do with the plates. I don't think they care about that because they're cheap to eat. Kids are cheap to feed. But I'll tell you, I being a DJ and being in several weddings myself, when a baby starts crying or a child interrupts a wedding, that is the most craziest moment. This is your moment, right? And to watch a baby like run down the aisle, fall out, and like it's church. Oh, you do not want, that's the worst thing. I had my brother, my nephew, I should say, man, it was horrible. I'm like, I had to hold him back. I had to go running and he's crying. So having kids at a wedding is not a good idea, especially if you know they're bad. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody bringing kids. You got more than one kid, that is a whole distraction in the wedding. So having kids not at a wedding is for a reason and is a viable reason. And it got nothing to do with food. Because once it set off a chain reaction, oh, no. Then not a wedding ain't a wedding anymore. I've been in these weddings, and it's horrible. I've been in it twice where it was just the kids ruined the wedding. I don't say my nephew ruined the wedding, but it was a point in there was like, oh man, And even frustrated my brother and her and his wife. So, you know, having disciplined children around is very important. And that's another thing, because they don't discipline him properly enough, I feel like. And it's just getting softer. But, you know, it's a reason why Black folks always discipline their kids, because we couldn't just go out willy-nilly outside and just have our kids acting like everybody else. Like, well, I don't want to say it, but everybody else's kids. You know, you can't do what everybody else. You might get killed. And so same thing goes. Nah, you can't go outside just doing what you want to do, or it's going to be consequences. So the fact that Muck, he's saying the truth, like prevention opposed to waiting for it to happen and dealing with the legitimate consequences out there in the world. I'd rather you get it here than again get it somewhere else. And you definitely ain't bring your kids. They know Uncle Will. I know I might be fun loving and fun, but like they do know that other side. Like I'm stern. Like kids don't play. Ain't no cussing in my house. Ain't no watching no. Ain't no playing no Call of Duties. Ain't no, you know, PG-13. If kids in the house, you got the TV on Dora or something, or whatever they watching now. they no games. And then if you dropping your kids off with me, they ass getting whooped. And if you don't like it, then don't drop them off. You know what I'm saying? And typically, I'm not gonna abuse your kids. They know that for sure. But they're gonna get disciplined if I have to at the worst. But typically, once you whoop one butt at one, especially with my own, once you whoop one butt, everybody else fall in line because they don't want that. So even if you just take them in the room and act like you whooping them, once they hear that, oh, everybody fall in line.
Okay. Bro, what up? Yeah, I know you want to respond to that. I know you want to respond.
Nah, he's absolutely right. Do you know some of the best parenting I ever saw was on Good Times? James was a disciplinarian to the core. Michael brought a friend over one day who was real disrespectful in one of the episodes.
I remember that episode.
And James told him two times. He said, hold on, you better check that at the door. He said it one more. He picked that boy up, snatched him in that room, and whooped him like he was his own. I thought it was Frazier versus Ali. Listen, and that's how you got the deal. I'm not an advocate of hitting other people's kids, but I am an advocate of my kids or grandkids. Don't bring your friends to my house, because I might have to throw them out the window like the dad on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when he used to throw Jazzy Jeff out. You know, just you might have to pick them up and throw them as far as you can. Just toss people kids. You know what? I'm going to start a new sport. It's going to be kid tossing. And whenever some bad kids, whenever they have to go through like juvenile and all kinds of stuff, like they should have 2 days where they could.
Okay, then. Mama Bear said that's right. That's why we didn't want kids. I guess my brother's wife didn't understand that. And, bro, you also said weddings, churches, funerals, and graduations are not fitting for children. And see, again, I think they are if you know how your child is going to behave. And you know, before you walk out the door, you know how your children are. You know what they're going to do, what they're not going to do. And Ace, you even said in a previous show when we were laughing about when we go to the mall, one thing that our parents told us and one thing that we tell our kids, don't ask for shit, you're not getting shit. You know, and you get into the store and they're not the kids that are acting up and running up and down, you know, mommy, I want this and screaming and howling and whatever. You know how your children are going to behave. You know. So I'm just saying that if you have one of those kids that don't understand the word no, or is not used to discipline, or has never got that ass spanked, and you know that they're going to act up when they go out, then I'm sorry, you're that parent who probably needs to leave your children at home. On the other hand, if you are that parent who you know how your children are going to behave, whether they're in McDonald's or whether they're in a 5-star, 12-star, whatever, you know, if you know how they're going to behave, by all means, take them. I've seen both sides. I've seen the kids from hell, and I've seen the kids who are just perfect. I've seen perfect kids who look like, you know, dress, you know, not so great. And I've seen the kids who are dressed really, really well, and they're horrible kids, horrible. So I, you know, and Chill, you going to the wedding part, Crucible, welcome. Chill, going to the wedding part, you are right. I was thinking about the food, but you make a very good point. Children will ruin a wedding. You're trying to stand up there and have your vows and your I do's, and it is your day and all this other, not just for the groom, but it's, I mean, for the bride, but it's the groom's day. It's the parents' day on both sides. Their kids are getting married. You know, it's the family's day. And here you're bringing this badass kid that won't stop. And then the thing about it is, a lot of parents don't even get up and take their child out. They just sit there and let the kid cry. You know, at what point are you going to get up and remove your child? So, Chill, bro, one of y'all want to answer or push back on me? Or
I had a funeral like that just not too long ago. And I'm like, this is crazy. This is crazy. And I'm like, man, somebody get him. They let them go up on the stage. They let them grab the mic.
Okay, Rico, I'm going to mute you because you got some background noise. Okay, go ahead, Chill.
Yeah, so I'm all of that going on, and I'm like, man, somebody grab him. Somebody get him and take him on the back. You know what I'm saying? You know? And ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, kids are going to be kids, but, man, if you don't discipline your kids, man, you look at the bare minimum, you have to make them respect you. And I understand why people don't. They don't want to make their kids do something. They don't want to whoop they butt and then tell them, you know, not to hit. They don't want to, you know, they want to serve mercy and grace to their child and say, you know, in certain ways. But think about what that creates. Like, you creating kids with that lack of accountability, that lack any respect for life. It's we seeing it on a daily basis on what happens when you don't force your kids to be respectable. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to force them. No, you have to make them understand. Because me, listen, you don't do what I say, I might not hit you, but you're going to want something. You're going to want some candy. You're going to want some dessert. You're going to want some. And they go, and you know, and the chick I was dating is like, that's petty. No, you teach them to be petty. No, I'm not teaching them to be petty. I'm teaching them to be respectable, or they're not going to get a decent response from me. You can see how way you want to see it, but you have to create. You have to figure out a way to get through to those children. You're a grown up. You ain't got to whoop them, but you still got to get through to them somehow. And you got to be stern. And that's what I think the biggest difference between, I hate to say it, fathers and moms a lot of times. And we just talking at the average. Eddie going to stick to the rules. And the mama have some. But that's what's there. They got grace. They're nurturing. So I understand that. But I, at the end of the day, we still got to be on the same page and stick most of our punishments through. So we can teach our
children. Okay, now
very eloquently said. My goodness, that was beautiful.
Okay, hold on, Rico, because my question to you is what? And Crucible, could you mute yourself, please? Now, Rico, my question to you is what Ace says. She says it takes a village to raise a child. Sadly, despite the truth in that saying, most who truly need the village do not have a village, and their child suffers for it. What do you think about that?
Very great question. Very great question. To take a village to raise a child, or did it? Oh, that's such a good question. I like that a lot. Okay, so.
I mean, but is it really the? I mean, okay, and I understand the whole village thing, but at the same time, if you don't have that village, at what point do you, as a parent, like Chill said, you still need to, whether you have that village or not, you still need to teach responsibility and be respectful, right, whatever.
This is how my answer is. So I think it's circumstantial. If you see that there's a kid in the village who doesn't, then you go ahead and help the village help out. But those are for the circumstances in which there's the parent died or abandoned the child. Then sure, but you can't just, if there is a parent role, if the parents got under control, then I wouldn't say, oh, force everybody to be like, well, no, it's part of the village. We must help too. No, it's like, help the ones that don't have anybody, and then the ones that got it, leave them to raise their family, I see.
Okay. All right. Crucible, welcome.
Hi, Solid. Hi, everyone. Yeah, I want to go back to what Chill said for a minute because it really resonated. And people like to use the term tough love. You got to be tough with your kids. Anything short of very strict discipline and rules and standards is not love at all. You're doing your children a disservice by not being tough on them. And I think Chill used the word force. And a lot of parents are very reluctant to that, especially parents of this generation. They want to be friends with their kids. They want to be friends with them on social media, on Facebook. There are lines that are drawn specifically for parents to have roles and kids to have roles. You shouldn't be friends, period. And when you develop that relationship, just like in the workplace, once you show leniency and you show a lax attitude, it's almost impossible to tighten the rope after that. So unless you set down a very strict and very easily understood standard, this is acceptable, this is not. And sometimes having your kids out in social settings, assuming again, like you've been saying, you can trust that they're going to behave, are illustrative ways of giving your kids an upfront look at how other kids handle themselves in social situations. And sometimes the examples are good, and sometimes the examples are bad. But I think children need to be exposed to social situations to be able to acclimate themselves and see what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. But force is not a very popular word, but I think it's a necessary word. Kids don't understand any middle ground. You're either lenient or you're tough. Anything in between is confusing. That's just my opinion.
Now, I'm going to push back on that because I do believe that there are some kids who understand that middle of the road depending upon how you deliver that middle of the road. I mean, I think most children, they understand the difference between right and wrong. They understand when you are being a jerk and when you're not. And bro, going back to what you said about the episode on Good Times when Michael brought his friend over. I remember that episode very well.
I don't remember.
You know, the boy came over and he was just so disrespectful, you know, and we had a rule in our house that I carried over into my own house. The rule in our house growing up was if I had friends come over to my house, you made sure you spoke to my mother and father. You said, hello, Mrs. So-and-so. Hello, Mr. So-and-so. You spoke to them. And when you left, you said goodbye to them. Oh. That was the rule. And if my friends did not do that, my parents were on them. Because it's their house. It's being respectful. And the same thing with my house. Yeah. If my son has friends over, whatever, you speak to me. You speak to my husband.
Let me ask you,
period.
What if they don't? What happens when it doesn't happen? What's the response?
I will tell them. I would say, pardon me, but you're coming into my house and you're not going to speak to me? You know, and I ask them, you know, did you not learn this, whatever? When you come into my house, you speak to me. And for the most part, all of them, oh, I'm sorry, you know, whatever. And they speak. And when they leave, they speak. But I had one kid who said to me, I'm not coming to visit you. I looked at him. My husband was sitting in the other room watching TV. I looked at this kid and I said, you know what? You're right. You're not coming to see me and you're not going to see my son. Get out.
Oh, get now, the hell up out of here now. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get the heck up
out of
here.
So, and I heard his mother and father call me later, and I told them, your child, you're going to say, excuse me? So I don't think you need a village for that.
What did they say?
I think, you know, and I also told their parents, like, you're going to say, I said, if my son came over and said that to you, what would you have said?
Punch him in the mouth. Bam.
They were silent. they didn't say anything because they knew that I was right. That's not a village. That's just having just basic respect, whatever.
I mean, that's still a village.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting. I don't have any kids, but it's. I feel like you. It makes sense what you're saying, though, that if you don't set a precedence, it's almost like prison rules. You go in the first day, you don't be nobody's B word, or else you're going to be everybody. So you have to, you got to beat up the first dude. You got to let the kid know. Like, if you cannot disrespect, you have to be, or else it's rampant.
And that's where I say that you can take kids to a wedding. You can take kids to, you know, wherever. If your kid knows, I know that when my son was younger, I could take him anywhere. And we went everywhere. He was never a problem. He was always the one that people were saying, I wish my daughter would act like him. Because he knew. Now, when he was at home, he would act up, whatever, sometimes. But when we went out, oh no, it wasn't like that. When my sister and I were growing up, when we went out, we knew that my mother or father's foot would be so far up our butt, because we knew the ground rules were set before we left the house. So I don't think that it's force or it's nothing. I do believe it's that middle of the road, depending upon how you deliver that middle of the road.
Exactly.
So bro, hold on, Rico, let me go to bro, because I know bro has been begging me something. Go on, bro.
Solid Blue, what's going on, Rico? Check this out, Solid Blue. I think a lot of times when we refer to the children, our home, which is our children, I think we deal with them wrong. We ask our children to give us respect. That's the wrong word. That's the wrong. Our children should give us gratitude. And let me tell you why I say that, Solid Bloom, because you are responsible for every facet of their life. You keep the lights on so they can do homework. You put clothes on their back foot. Respect shouldn't be asked. Respect is due for that. See, what I think it is, I think we try too hard to be friends of our children. Don't be their friend while they're children. You got time for that when they get grown.
True.
At some point in your life, you got to do some parenting. Salibu, guess what I saw? I had a friend, right? And he lived in the same development that I lived in. And he, a little kid, threw a rock and broke his windshield on his van. He didn't say nothing to the kid. He found out which kid it was, went to their parents' house. The little boy's dad came to the door and got to arguing with the man. And I'm like, hold on, this son broke his window. Do you know they got into a fight and the kid's dad shot and killed him? Listen, Solid Blue. It takes a village to raise a kid, but the village got to have some sense, because the average ones of these people that are saying it take a village to raise a kid, let somebody inside that village say something to their kid, and it'll be a murder. It'll be a homicide. See, I don't listen to hypocritical talk. That's hypocrisy. We don't need that no more. We don't need that no more.
Okay. hold on, bro, and Rico, let me go to Chill. Chill.
My bad. I just was well.
Were you listening, or you want me to pass the mic to Rico, or what?
No, you good. First and foremost, I want to respond to Crucible because he was right. The only thing I disagree with him on, as far as it's hard to change when you're lenient, you are absolutely right, but it's possible, because 9 times out of 10, when I meet a single mom, I used to never date them. So the last 2 times I dated a single mom, the correction is possible if she's 18. You know what I'm saying? If she rests in her femininity and lets you let her be the father. Now, you just can't come in and be like bullying and whooping kids, obviously. You got to be, you know what I'm saying? But over time, understand that they respect you first and foremost. They love you first and foremost. They're going to love you first and foremost. They respect you, and they know you're showing tough love. And then they know that when it's coming from you, it's just not because. It's because it's from a good place. It's from an understanding place. And when she learns that about you, she'll let you do that with her child. And then you could change it. You just have to make an effort, just like you do anything else in life, to change it. It may take a couple months. It's gonna be hard. That little stint that where they don't want to do it or get together, you can get them together. Because you see it, like Solid Blue just said, you had a kid go over there and had to get them together. Now, I bet you if that kid comes over the next time, he together. And sometimes it goes to the point to where, shoot, in my neighborhood, my mama or like somebody or big mama, they got their neighbors calling big mama to get their kids together.
You know what I'm saying? But nowadays it's not, you know, neighbors don't even know each other. And it's usually don't talk to my kid. Don't say that to my kid. It's not like it was back in the day.
You're right. But so that's my point is I was leading up to that. Creating an environment into where you can have trust that village. And so if you can't as a person have a, and these are things we don't work on that we should work on. Creating environments for our children that you can trust that village. So if Uncle Will whooped you, I ain't gonna question Uncle Will, because Uncle Will, I know you must have did something really bad, because he hardly ever whoops kid children, and it had to be for a good reason. So that's the only type of environment I want to be able to create my circle around. And sometimes it's easier said than done, but that's what you have to do right nowadays. It's still possible. I see it in my family. Definitely, it's like that. But even if it's just your family, y'all have to be, you know what I'm saying? You got to hold each other accountable and learn how to trust each other, not give up on.
Okay. Rico, what would you like to say? Because I know you want to add something.
Yeah, well, there's the two quick points to add to you, but I won't drag on. I couldn't agree more how important it is to stay in the gray. I always claim I'm gray. I'm both the black, the light mixed, because it is rarely ever on the excise. So I like how your mind was thinking with that as far as the village or that, because people take things very personal. They want to make their opinions die on that hill. But at the same time, it's very rational to remember. Most things meet are in the middle. And then, so yes, as far as that goes. And then as far as the second thing that you said, I was going to comment on the two things, but the second thing was, as far as the parenting goes, yes, that it's very interesting that I was thinking on this, watching. So I think it's really important for people to hear this from people that, so let's say you're a guy who didn't have a kid ever, like myself. I mean, I didn't have examples to learn from or to discuss with, like you saying, oh, I would never hit them, but I would definitely teach them respect, because, or if some of their friends came over and disrespected me, then I would kick them out. If I wouldn't hear this or even think, not even think, consider this as an existing thing. And then when that would arise one day from now, then who, if I'm just completely loose cannon, I'm sitting here like hitting kids. Who knows how a parent will raise without talking to other parents? And I think it's very important what you're talking about, because I've analyzed this for a while, having my sister's a single mother and in the hood and this kind of very, 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 very hard lifestyle. And so being my sister and me being her brother and me watching her close and caring about my nieces and nephews, I was watching the dynamics of how she carries on raising these kids and she snaps, like she would kick some friends out. If the kid said that, like you said, oh, if the kid didn't say hi to her, my sister would freaking freak out. My sister spazzes out. She's a hothead spaz. She would get like, no, I don't like him. He is never coming over. Get like, my sister would not hesitate to fucking go in, to go insane. And I was thinking like, wow, because I realized, I was like, well, if she would allow the kid to disrespect her, even if it's something so non-tool, like, oh, just that something you would seeming little, like, oh, I didn't come here to see you. But no, like, my sister knows that my nephew doesn't have the dad around, and all the variables that go with that, and it's to you, I think, the mother, if you're especially like, to be able to know that you have to be feminine, but still, like, as soon as you a slight disrespect, you must show the wrath of God, almost, just to let them know, like, my your future is worth me losing my life for, and I ain't gonna sit here and stand around and watch you did it. So I respect that, but that takes courage. And so shout out to parents who are standing up for their kids. And then for the Chihuahua thing, Chihuahua, you're a great talker, man. I really enjoy talking to you. And you bring up a lot of really great points, but I think that you go a little more deeper as far as the dating of the single mothers, the way this shit go. But absolutely. So yeah, solid blue sister, amazing.
All right, thank you. All right, Crucible.
Yeah, I just want to make one comment about the whole village talk. I think that's a very slippery slope. I don't think the village is reliable. The village is not invested emotionally, physically, or any other way in your child. The village should be a supplemental or incidental support system. It should not be the primary support system. The support system should be two, ideally, if not one, loving, supportive, attentive parent that is about teaching children right from wrong. The village cannot be counted on. You don't know what the village skill sets are. The village comes and goes. And I assume when we say the village, we mean external resources, resources that are external to our families, governments, agencies, schools, places like that. They're highly unreliable. So to put your eggs in that basket and something so critical as raising a child, I think is seriously misguided. I'm not saying don't avail yourself of those resources, but if you're quote unquote counting on them, you're not going to raise a very good child.
It's going to be a while to say.
Okay. Hold on before anybody says anything. Ace, I know you are chopping at the bit. I know you want to say something. And she already said, Lord, hey, I'm at work. Can I jump on the panel? Always got to have a good topic when I'm at work. Ace, I know you want to say something. Then she did a little dig to chill here. Thought my earbuds were dying. Nope, just Will talking to the sky and not the phone. Solid. Oh, thank you, Minnesota. Thank you. It's a fortune cooking saying. Okay, so I want to go and ask again. Going back, so we can wrap it up, is there any place, now we've talked about children who people take their kids' places. I've taken my kids' places. Ace is taking her kids' places. Lou says he's taking his kids' places, no problems. Is there any place that you would say that children are not, that it's unacceptable to have children? And one place that I think, and I know I'm going to get some pushback on this one, is when places in Vegas started allowing children. I do not believe, I don't care if you say that, you know, they have a child care. First of all, I'm not dropping my kid off with anybody I don't know around children I don't know. No. But is that an appropriate place to have children? Would you take your child to Vegas or Atlantic City or any place where there's gambling, you know, and there's drinking and people are, no. I mean, me personally, that's one place you either have a babysitter. If you can't get one, you stay home. I'm going to go to bro first. I'm just going to go around the room, bro.
I think there are certain places that are considered adult venues. And when you go to places like the Boardwalk in Atlantic City, or if you go to places like Las Vegas, you're going there for the sight, sounds, and entertainment of adulthood. There's no reason that should ever be a family-oriented vacation. They don't have Mickey Mouse in Las Vegas or on the Boardwalk. You know, I think we need to... Do you know, all right, put it this way, Solid Blue, a couple years ago in Atlanta, Georgia, there was some LGBTQ teachers that took children on a field trip to an LGBTQ. We all know that that's inappropriate. And that if you took your child or your grandchild to your local bar, you'll probably be arrested. So, you know, yes, there are places that our children should not be able to go, but not because they're not well-behaved children, but because they're not child-friendly. Everywhere is not child-friendly.
Okay. I'm going to move over to Jill. Jill, what do you think about that? Do you think children should be in Vegas and Atlantic City or places where they gamble?
I am mixed feelings about this because I do know me as a child, I was fairly mature and I understood things beyond my time. So it wouldn't affect me, but typically you don't want a child in that environment regularly, no. But when it come at night, what about on the weekends when they come over drinking, playing cards, cussing, and listening to the oochie coochie and the down cheating in the next room, making plans. So I'm hearing all this stuff, and I'm just upstairs. I know better. You know what I'm saying? Like I mean. They're not gonna have that safe house. They're gonna have fun. They think I'm asleep. But well, how do you separate that type? So your kids know right from wrong. So you gotta trust in that. Every kid is different, you know. But you typically wouldn't take them, right? You wouldn't. But man, it's other things besides taking them to a casino and to a daycare in a casino. I think it'd be worse than that. But I mean, typically I would say at first thought you think hell no, but. I don't know. You know, I've seen children in worse environments come out to be completely fine because I don't know. It just worked out like that. I don't think it's no pamphlet. Some kids were great environments and they crackheads. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. It depends on the child.
Okay. All right. Rico, what do you think? Should children go to Vegas or Atlantic City or any place where there's gambling?
I think that it varies definitely, but I would say just in general, how I like to categorize the responsibility of it is if they're really little, I'd say from like 1 to 6, 1 to 7, 1 to 8, around 1 to 6, 7 or 8, around that, then do not put them in situations that are going to confuse them or that are going to corrupt them. And then because then who knows? I feel like that could put, like, it really do something. Who knows? But I think, around 9, 8, 9, 10 plus, they'd start developing their own intellect, as I did at around that age. And then if recognized that the 10-year-old, 8-year-old, 9-year-old is, take a thinking kid at 10, around 10 places. If you tell the thing, because at that point, you're just delaying the process. Because around 7 or 8, or 9, there's a shift that goes from not lackadaisical little kid to whoa, you start forming, starting to understand, trying to make more sense of things. Like, these are causing this reaction, this is causing that reaction, this is that consequence, this is the haves, this is the have-nots. And once that ball starts rolling, then you mustn't just deny information. I feel.
Okay. All right. Crucible. Same question. And then we're going to wrap it up.
I think Bro makes a really good point. There are just certain venues where the crowd shouldn't mix. I'm talking strictly adults and children here. I'm not talking religion or race or anything like that. Let's think about it in terms of you want to be comfortable around the people that you're hanging out with and you're socializing with. And they should be peers. And whether it's in a gambling environment or some other atmosphere that might not be appropriate for a child, people should be comfortable. And they should be able to use a little salty language if they want to, maybe tell an off-color joke if they want to. Be adults. Similarly, if you were going to attend a function that had a bunch of 15-year-old kids at it, and you weren't chaperoning, it wasn't one of those things, you were just going to be in that room for a while with other adults, there would be a tension level there that the two groups necessarily should not be socializing under those circumstances. You do you and we'll do us. And at some point down the road, we'll come together in a more common setting where it's more appropriate for us all to be together. But not everybody belongs in the same room and they shouldn't be offended when somebody points that out. It's not discrimination. It's what's appropriate, what's comfortable, and what's right for the group that's holding the function. I don't think it's appropriate for adults to be at a children's party or vice versa. Not everyone belongs everywhere.
Well, okay, so when you say you don't think that adults should be at a children's party, I mean, if you go to a birthday party, you're going to have adults at that party.
Right, but you find me an adult who enjoys being at a kid's birthday party, and I'll find you an adult who's probably not being completely truthful. There are certain things
No, because if my kid is going to a birthday party, I'm staying at that party.
You didn't listen to what I said. I said this was not a chaperone situation or a thing where you have to be there with your child. This is a voluntary thing. This is not a mandatory thing. And I'm not saying you shouldn't have to be there with your child. I'm saying there's a discomfort level at some point. And I'm talking about teenagers now. I'm not talking about children.
All right, okay. You didn't say that when you first said it.
Well, I said 15-year-old kids. So you have to be mindful of the environment and who the audience is. Children are not teenagers. Teenagers are closer to adulthood. And I think teenagers sometimes want to push the envelope too fast and too far into adulthood. And I don't think it's good for them or their development. So it's a judgment call. I think parents these days are probably not making as good judgments as they may have made, you know, several generations ago. That's just my humble opinion. But you should read the room, I guess, is my best advice. Read the room and make the best decisions you can based on what your judgment says you should do.
Okay. All right. Now, I've been reading these comments, this conversation going back and forth between Ace and Bro. And Ace, you have definitely given me my topic for next week. So, everyone, I went past my hour. I told y'all I was going to try to keep it to an hour, and we pretty much stayed on topic. I've been doing that. Pretty well for the last 6 months, trying to stay on topic here. Y'all, everybody has their different opinions. Everybody has an opinion about something. So on that note, tomorrow is Thursday Fun. Last couple of Thursdays, they have been funny, some of them hilarious. Last week, thanks to Bro, it was ridiculously funny. So we're going to try to have another, you know, Thursday fun show. I have not posted the topic yet, but you guys have been giving me some more ideas. But anyway, to Bro and Chill and Rico and Crucible and Woody. Woody was up here earlier. Thank you very much for popping up on the, I'm sorry, Rico Rocks. Thank you for popping up on the panel. Much appreciated. So I am going to take it out with a little Tina Turner. I was trying to decide if I was going to do Tina Turner's version or Al Green's version, but I'm going to take us out with Let's Stay Together, and I will be clearing the panel. So, Rico, did you have something else you want to say?
I just want to say you're number one.
Thank you. Thank you, Rico. Thank you. I wouldn't say all that, but thank you. So, that's what we're going to go out with. And Blunt, no problem. No problem. I'm glad you were able to make it, even if it was just for a couple of minutes. I appreciate everyone. Okay, here we go.
Let me say the same thing. Since we've been together, ooh, loving you forever is all I need. Let me be the one you come running to.
And that was the late, great Tina Turner. Well, guys, again, thank you for popping in and hanging out with me for a little over an hour. Always appreciate it. I will see you tomorrow. Hopefully, I'll see you tomorrow. And what topic? Not sure, but enjoy the rest of your day or evening, wherever you are in the world. I appreciate every last one of you. You guys do not have to take the time to come and listen and hang out with me, but you guys do. So thank you. And as always, go where the wind takes you. I will see you tomorrow. Bye. I'm sorry, I'm just looking at some of these other comments. All right, bye.